Okay, we're in the middle of our study of Masechta Shabbos, and we are studying the 11th Perek, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. The Mishnah is in the process of teaching us some of the laws of carrying on Shabbos, right? And it tries to explain Shitas Chachamim. So in yesterday's Mishnah, we had pointed out that the Chachamim hold that Kluta Lav Kamohun Shehun Chadami, which is to say, if I'm standing in a private domain and I toss something over the airspace of a public domain and then it lands in another private domain, I would be exempt for that action, because the fact that it went over the public domain does not mean that it went in the public domain, according to the Chachamim, and Rabbi Akiva disagreed. So now the Mishnah is going to try to figure out, how did he disagree? Kate said, what's the case? Let's say we had two balconies, one opposite the other, and in a public domain, right? So hamoshit vazorik mizulazu pater, right? If a person passes something from one terrace, from one balcony to the other one, or whether you throw it, you'd be exempt. Why? Because kluta lav kamosho unchadami, right? But how you stay in b'diuta echas? What happens if the two of them are on the same side of the public domain, right? It's for the length of the Rosh Hasharabim, so Hamoshet Chayev, in such a situation, if you passed it, you'd be Chayev. Hazorik Pater, the one who throws it, would be exempt. Why? Shekach HaYisavodas HaLeviim, that's how the Leviim used to proceed. Shtei Agalo Zuach HaZu Rosh Hasharabim, Moshitin Akrashim Izulazu Avalo Zarkim. Right? When we have two wagons, they would go one following the other in the Rosh Hasharabim, and then they would pass the boards from one wagon to the other. However, Avalo Zarkin, they didn't throw it, and so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Chulias Habor Basel Shem Gavoa Masara. Let's say you have a bank of a water cistern, right? Or you have a rock, Shingavo Masar, they're more than 10 Tvachim high, Rachmam Arba, and they're a width of 4 Tvachim. Anotome, I'm sorry, they're a width of 4 Tvachim. So Anotomehem, Vehanosein Algaban, Chayev. If you take something from them or place something on them, you're Chayev. And why is that? Because it's its own Rishus once it's a space of 4 and a different level of 10 Tvachim or more. But if it was less than those dimensions, so then the person would be exempt because it would be passing in the same level. So now, just as a person is chayev for carrying from a rishos ha-yachid to a rishos ha-rabim, so too a person is chayev within the rishos ha-rabim. Hazorik arba amos bakosel. Right? What if somebody throws an article a distance of 4 amos against a wall, or lamala me'asara tefachim, which is higher than 10 tefachim, because look at them, kizorik pe'avir, that's like throwing it in the air, right? And if you're throwing it in the air, right, says the Mishnah, if you throw it in the air, says the Mishnah, you'd be pater. Why? Because more than 10 tefachim high, Rishus HaRabim is a makom tur. But lamala me'asara tefachim, If you threw it less than 10 tefachim in the air, right, and it stuck into the in less than 10 tefachim, right, so then gezorik baritz, that's like throwing it on the ground. Why? Because gezorik baritz arba amos chayev. A person who throws within the Rishus HaRabim, if he throws something 4 amos, he would be chayev, just like someone who carries 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim would be chayev. Zorik l'toch arba amos. What if he threw it within 4 amos? He wanted it to fall within 4 amos, and this galgo chutzla arba amos, like a good golf swing. And it took a bounce, and it moved more than 4 amos. So in such a situation, Potter, he would be exempt because his intent was within 4 amos. The chutzla arba amos, what if he threw something for it to be less than 4 amos? And this galgo lesoch arba amos, and it took a wind back, so then chayev, he would be chayev in that situation. And the Mishnah wants us to know that it's not the end result, but rather the intent that determines which way a person proceeds as far as Chiyuv and Patur in Hilchos Shabbos is concerned. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.